Now here we have the new United Artists logo. It's not the one that was originally on the film. And leading right into our famous Iris gun barrel logo, designed by Maurice Binder, with Roger Moore as the Bond.
Of course, the original theme was written by Monty Norman.
And used and orchestrated by John Barry over and over again. So we open up on one of Derek Medding's great models and into a very lavish interior set, much bigger than the real thing, designed by Ken Adam, who's right here with me, together with the director, Lewis Gilbert, and I'm Michael Wilson, who was assistant to the producer on this particular film. So the
Was really like an overture to the film, wasn't it?
Yes.
Of submarine sequence.
Yeah, remember we went up to Faslane and actually looked at these things?
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that. Hmm. Yeah. Fascinating, too.
Yeah, you made it about twice as big as the...
Yes.
I think a lot of people went into the service thinking they were better.
What the hell's going on, Eddie?
So now we're setting up a mystery for the film.
Emergency stations, emergency stations. Captain to the control room.
But this set was fairly complex and elaborate for what was going to be done here.
Well, it's obviously larger than the submarine, but then you need that in the film, because otherwise, if it's built small, it's very difficult to make it look bigger, but if it's big, you can always make it look smaller.
Right. And also, on the Bonds, as a rule, we always went a little bit bigger than life. I always remember Mike Todd telling me years ago, think big, Ken.
Yeah, it's been a hallmark of the and everyone says the Ken Adam sets. That's one of the hallmarks of James Bond. I mean, look at this set and the Admiralty.
Yeah. Mind you, by this time I was really running out of ideas of operations rooms, because in every Bond we had a form of operations room. And a villain's lair, and it was getting more and more complicated to come up with new ideas.
Yeah, but look at the depth of this set. For what? It's just a telephone call. It's great. I mean, it's a wonderful kind of dimension. So, Ken, how did you come up with these ideas for the sets? What are they based on?
Well, this was based on, the concept on Eisenstein, these old films, and I tried to make the Russian M much bigger than what we normally use in England. Again, for the bedroom, I based it loosely on L'Hermitage in St. Petersburg, because I wanted to build up the Russians, rather than, always seeing them in pokey holes.
So this is Michael Billington, remember?
Yeah, he originally thought of him as Bond, and I think I haven't seen him for a long time, but, I mean, he looks pretty good.
Yeah, great. And Barbara Bach. She went on and did a few more things and ended up married to Ringo Starr.
That's right.
That's right.
Here's one of those little gadgets. The Russians are just as equipped as Q.
Headquarters immediately. Agent Triple X, acknowledge and verify.
So this really was a send-up on what we always did with Bond. Was it the equivalent to it?
It's always interesting with girls, because we never went in for heavy sex or much blood, did we, in Bond?
Yes, Mr. Prime Minister. I understand the gravity of the situation.
And M's obviously kept the same.
Yeah, we used to pack that up, didn't we?
Yeah, keep it. Pack striker down.
We still have this door, the padded
door.
Oh, yeah, that's still around.
Mission, sir, in Austria.
Well, tell him to pull out immediately.
And there's Roger with the beautiful girl on the rug every sign up.
Who was a girl, Lewis?
A girl called Sue Vanna.
My God,
yeah,
I've got
she
a
was
memory.
Great.
Not your vocabulary.
It was very pretty, wasn't it?
And again, this was a sort of ski lodge set.
Mm-hmm. Bond being called to duty.
Yeah. Hmm. I always love this little one. This always makes me great.
Yeah, watches. They've always been played a big part in
the right. Yeah.
What's happened?
Oh, yeah, there's
an engine. Sorry, huh? Something came up.
And here we have Michael Billington and the villains.
Yeah. But James, I need you.
So does England.
Now, of course, this is the lead up to the famous jump.
That's right.
And with Rick Sylvester.
He has just left. He has just left.
Over and out.
Message received. We are waiting. Over and out.
This is a great jump. This is a great opening sequence.
Yeah.
And it came about from a very simple thing. Michael, you actually started it all off by showing a still picture in a magazine of somebody who seemed to have skied off a mountain. Do you remember that?
Yes. Rick Sylvester supposedly did this for a whiskey commercial. And then, of course, we called him up and tracked him down. He hadn't actually done it at all. He'd jumped out of a helicopter because they wouldn't let him do it off of El Capitan because he couldn't get permission. But he said that he needed to remember a jump of 3,000 feet straight down to be safe.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said up in the Arctic Circle and Mount Asgard, he said there was a cliff like that and he could do the stunt there.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it the Baffin Island?
It was up near there, Bering Sea.
We were all surprised when we actually met him because he seemed to be so
small.
Young and slight.
Yeah.
You know, he's a rock climber, really, a famous climber. And, and after this jump, he stayed there for a month and climbed with his girlfriend, trying to climb up the face of it.
Really?
And here's the famous jump. They were up here 2 weeks. John Glenn sat there with...
Well, you had to get the conditions absolutely right.
And it cleared for half an hour, and they made the jump.
That's a great jump.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Watch how when the ski comes off, what's interesting...
And nearly hit him, yeah.
Well, it hits his parachute.
Yeah,
he opens his parachute, and it runs right into the parachute.
Yeah.
It was a really dangerous stunt.
Now, this was a great contribution by Christopher Wood, this last part, which always brought the house down. It was a great shot.
Yeah.
He had the idea to make the parachute into a Union Jack.
He got applause in England.
Oh, and in America.
Yeah. And here we come with Maurice Binder's contributions. These things were the hallmark of the title sequence.
And he was... I think he was one of the greatest, really. But of all the ones who've done titles, I think he stands out.
He and Saul Bass.
And Saul Bass, yeah.
He got away with a lot of stuff that we couldn't get away with in the movie.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
That's right. It was all done in good taste and in silhouettes, so he kind of got away with it.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people used to be pleased that they had something good on their background, on their names.
Yes. But see, in all this, the names still stand out very well, don't they? It's not lost.
No. A lot of old familiar names there, aren't there?
Yeah.
Mm. You had a... I think that was Penelope Smallbone, that girl right there. Do you remember? That was her name.
And,
she came in. We used her name, actually. We asked her if we could use her name later in one of the
pieces.
She was
very good.
She had a great name.
Now, Alan Maley did a great job, too, on those bits.
Perfect. And Claude Renoir, of course, the cameraman.
Oh, wonderful.
Who was the grandson of Auguste Renoir, the famous French painter.
Yeah.
I thought he was, I'd worked with him in a couple of films. I thought he was a great cameraman.
Mm-hmm.
And Marvin Hamlisch, great. The song, you know, was Carly Simon's second biggest hit in Lifetime.
Yeah, Also, it became a great on all the advertising films used to use it. Nobody does it better.
It's probably one of the best known Bond films.
Absolutely.
It's just great. And it all came together. Marvin did a great job. Yeah. Remember, he came in and actually played the song for us on the piano and sang it himself.
Yeah. One sensed that that could be a hit as soon as he played it.
But it was like the old days in... when you see the old musicals,
right.
They sit down at the piano and he plays his own, the composer plays his own song. Here we are back in your set.
Yeah, now you see it more. You see the, like a crypt of a church.
Yeah.
Send in Agent Triple X.
You sent for me, Comrade General.
Good morning. Major Amasova, we...
I think the Barbara was one of the most beautiful of all the Bond girls.
She looked great in Russian uniform.
Oh, she looked wonderful.
Yeah.
And can...
We have one lead.
Yeah, she looked great and everything. She was,
You leave tonight.
Will that be all, Conrad General?
We looked a lot for somebody for this role. And
That's right.
It was very hard to cast. Mm. But she did a great job in it.
Agent
Sergei Barazov has been killed.
Sure, sure.
On a mission at Berngarten in the Austrian Alps.
I remember in the going through the story, this was a complication that you introduced rather late in the script situation to have...
I'm very sorry.
How did he die?
Have her lover killed, and then that twist later that...
Yes.
Because it wasn't in the script originally, but it was something that you introduced, you suggested, and Christopher Wood put it in.
Yeah.
And this we shot in Scotland, didn't
we? Yes, we went up to Scotland, and actually shot in the place where the atomic submarines were.
Right.
I always remember Cubby pulling my leg and saying to me that I'd have to go down in one of these submarines.
And stay out for 4 or 5 days, which was the minimum...
Which didn't go down too well.
There's Desmond Llewellyn, the longest running character in the films. He's a great, great character and well-loved in the Bond series.
Mr. Frederick Gray, Minister of Defence.
Good morning, Commander.
Admiral Hargreaves, Flag Officer Submarines.
Ark Royal, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, Geoffrey Keane became, in latter films, didn't he? He worked...
Ministry of Defence.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think all these kind of sets were wonderful to shooting, actually, because they all worked so well. I mean, every door's beautifully made.
A lot of reflections there for the cameraman to worry about.
Yeah, that's right. Fortunately, you had a very, very experienced cameraman.
Right.
I mean, people like Bridget Bardot would never work without him.
That's right.
How many people knew this course?
Admiral Hargreaves, myself, and of course Talbot, the captain of the submarine.
Davidor being animated, wouldn't it? And
but it made the point, didn't it, Louis?
Yes, sure. As I say, those things, as far as the public is concerned, are not all that important.
Sorry, Benson, for the moment, that's top secret.
I see, sir. Commander, this tracing means that the Russians can track our nuclear submarines underwater and sink them.
I believe it does.
Well, how could they track them? It's impossible.
No! It's quite difficult. Heat signature recognition.
Desmond started with... From Russia with Love.
And So he's well the oldest inhabitant.
We already know that satellites with infrared heat sensors can detect a nuclear missile in flight.
And of course one doesn't realise how difficult his part really is, because he was always trying to remember tremendous technical information, which is very, very difficult for actors.
And he's not very technical himself. He's the first one to admit it.
Where in fact did we get the tracing, Freddy? Cairo, diplomatic bag.
Nice production shot here with the submarine running around in the background.
That was not an atomic submarine, actually. Mm. The atomic submarines weren't working that day.
Don't tell the Russians.
Everything submarine had
Yeah, the atomic ones look more sinister.
They're bigger, of course.
Contact in Egypt. M will give you the details. You leave tonight.
Here we are, Kurt Jurgens.
Now we are not Zampers.
Beautiful set, Ken, this one. I think it's beautiful.
Oh, they're wonderful.
A gigantic job to have all these Mantegnas and Botticellis painted by, scenic artists.
I think Kurt was a pretty good villain, wasn't he, really? I think so. Very handsome.
It was also the longest refractory table I ever built, I think. Or that in existence.
Yeah. You could have borrowed the one from Citizen Kane.
Right.
Paid into your Swiss bank account the sum of $10 million each. Thank you, sir.
So here's the... He loved playing this part. This villain.
It's our business. Before you go, however, I very much regret to inform you that a dangerous development has recently been brought to my notice.
When we got out of this set, we had a very elaborate special effects shots, if you remember, with Alan Maley.
Yes, fantastic, yeah.
Done with front projection, painted mats. Yeah. Oh, it was a very complicated shot.
Oh, my dear, it would perhaps be really seemly if you were to...
To get the helicopter landing.
Right. We shot it actually on an empty stage at Pinewood, the assembled shot.
And here's the shark tank.
Yeah. It was really fooling the audience because designing this sort of period, that was a shark tank, right?
Yeah. Yep, that was set out in the Bahamas. Yeah. We actually brought in a big shark and put him in a saltwater tank for the underwater stuff.
Yeah. But this was built at Pinewood.
Now you will pay the penalty.
Stunt woman and LeVar Boren.
Wasn't she his wife?
It was in the earlier films, but this one was someone we got from Florida.
My most profound thanks.
Of course, these two aren't long for this picture either, are they?
There's the Botticelli at the back.
Yeah, Venus on the half shell there.
Right. Right.
This was a big deal, too.
Yes.
To make all this work. Do you remember all the...
Sure, that was beautiful, though. It worked with the music, didn't it? There was Mozart, piece of Mozart.
Yeah.
This is a Derek Mennings after a Ken Adam design. Remember this, Ken?
Yes, of course.
Remember we went out to...
The Bahamas,
But this was in Japan, remember? We went out to...
Okinawa.
That's right.
And there was a thing that was kind of vaguely like this, but it didn't go up and down, it just floated.
Right. No. But we photographed the actual fish, though, didn't we?
Yes, and we sent somebody else out there to...
That's an amazing shot.
But it worked really well. Mm. And so we were in Okinawa for 2 or 3 days doing... Oh, here we are. Jaws.
Jaws. Now, Jaws was really 7'4", wasn't he? Amazing.
Richard Kiel.
Yes.
Very nice guy, sort of charming and...
Chandor, you will go with him. Obey him.
I had somebody in the art department design the teeth.
It was very difficult for him. He couldn't keep the teeth in for very long.
Yeah, this was that big special effects shot. This is all done.
That was, in fact, done on an empty stage at Pinewood.
Yeah.
That was
very
all...
Very well done, isn't it?
Yeah. Painted mats, lighting.
Yeah.
Very well.
And then this shot here, the little front projection shot of... Right in there. And this is another one. I mean, it was a great...
Alan Maley did
A lot of them.
Yeah. Yes, there are the background scenes that we filmed in Okinawa, of the fish.
That's right. Yeah, and here are that is set at Pinewood again, of sort of Jürgen's or Stromberg's living room.
Cancel transfer of $20 million. Inform next of kin that a tragic accident has resulted in the deaths of Professor Markowitz and Dr. Beckman. The funeral was at sea.
Here we are out
in Egypt.
Yes.
Yes. God, those horrible camels, I remember them.
I remember that place we went for the chicken. Roast chicken. Do you remember that?
I was so ill.
Not only the roast chicken. The strange thing was
I'd been on another film and got ill in exactly the same place.
I know. The only two times you've ever been ill on location was exactly the same restaurant.
That's right. Remember that?
Years apart.
Shukran. Shukran. Tafwan.
This is set at Pinewood again, of the interior of the tent.
Beautiful photograph,
But I also remember when they tried to fly the lobsters out to us to give us a big break, and they'd all...
Oh, give them a bottom.
Oh, God, yes, they all went rotten because they forgot to turn on keep the freezer on.
Right.
It came down to... Well, you're in Luxor, right?
Mm.
All rotten. Whole carload of frozen food. Cubby made spaghetti, do you remember?
That's right. Yeah.
Cubby made the spaghetti. When you went down from Cambridge?
I never had any problems knowing what you were going to do, Hossein. Shukran.
We don't only have oil.
So who is dressing the sets these days, Ken? Who is? I mean, this is pretty elaborate, isn't it?
I can't remember.
He was good. He did some good stuff on this. This was beautiful.
Oh, Peter Howard.
Peter Howard.
He was good. He was
pretty, that guy.
Yeah, they were...
The gentleman you will eventually be dealing with...
Yeah, and I wonder who we had for... Who was the wardrobe in those days? I can't remember her.
You must first make contact with a man called... Ronnie Patterson designed her dresses... He wasn't on the film, but he designed the dresses.
Can I persuade you?
Because there wasn't a lot of female dresses, more female undresses, I think.
Yeah, Ronald Peterson. It's Rosemary Burroughs.
Yes, that's right, but she didn't design the clothes, actually. But the unions were strong. She was pretty, this girl.
Quite sure I can't persuade you to stay the night.
Mm-hmm.
When one is in Egypt... One should delve deeply into its treasures.
How long were you on location in
Egypt?
Egypt, yeah.
Quite some time.
Yeah, it seemed to be about 4 weeks, I should think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot then. You covered a lot of territory, from Cairo to Luxor pyramids at night. It was quite an elaborate scene.
Yeah, it was.
And really good places.
Oh, yeah, very photogenic.
This was Cairo, wasn't it?
Yes, that was Cairo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was an actual location.
This was a real location, in Cairo.
Yeah.
It was good. But you had to bring everything with you. You couldn't rely on much on the lighting equipment and all that kind of
everything
thing.
Everything had to be bought.
But that's usually what we do.
This
was the actual location. It's
a beautiful place.
Yeah. God, it was hot.
It was a private house, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a private house. Yeah.
Mr. Bond?
Yes.
She's a lovely girl.
Yes.
She was a friend.
He asked me to give you a message. He will be a little late.
May I ask where he is?
So what? This was in Cairo.
That was Cairo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both shot in Cairo.
Yeah.
How many people we have down there? 100.
Oh, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Big, I think, well, 120, 140, mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we had people there a long time before because
right.
there were yeah. sets to be built there.
Right.
A big art department.
There. Yes. Yeah, Peter Lamont was out there for Living on the Nile.
Well, I had lunch, but I seem to have missed dessert.
It was, you know, and then you need all the other people. You need the drivers and the translators.
Uh-huh.
Goes on and on.
Well, you
don't. It's a big planning job, too.
Uh-huh. Is he meeting someone?
Sorry, I cannot answer that question.
Why?
I think Bill Cartlidge was the associate producer.
He
kind of was in general in charge of all this.
It was a big job.
Big job. He worked with you on a lot of films, didn't he?
Yes, he worked with me on and off for about 30 years. Many of them must have done 15, 20 films with me.
Yeah. Well, he's considered to be a sort of an old veteran now. I see him in those days, he was a young Turk, like the rest of us. Yeah,
that was shot it, on the actual roof.
This was shot on the actual roof. On the roof, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This guy was a strange actor, remember this?
Yeah, well, he was an all-in wrestler, actually.
Yeah, he used to come with the most elaborate costumes.
Yes, mm-hmm. he was
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah. Dressed up in a funny way. Drove a funny car.
I think Bob Simmons was a pretty good double for him.
For Roger.
Roger. Mm-hmm.
Where's Peckish? Where's Peckish?
Remember this bit? This was sort of a Christopher Wood idea. Mm-hmm. Here, just flick the tie. Mm-hmm. Pyramids. Mm-hmm. One villain got the best.
This is
beautiful.
Was, yeah. There was Saint Lumiere.
Remember the trouble
some of this
was
but some of it was.
No, that's an amazing shot. Yes. That looked just like a fake shot. It was.
Yeah. But some of that are models, aren't they?
No.
Well, put in the horizon.
Yeah, put in afterwards.
Yeah.
The foreground's real.
They matted
in.
The curtain of night is about to rise and disclose.
So you restaged this whole thing?
Yes, we restaged it. And I think we used the actual text. That's going on.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Of the Saint Lumiere.
I remember when they took us out there in our recce, and we had the goat on the pyramids. Do you remember that?
Yes.
The grill, the roast goat.
Oh, God, yes.
And we all sitting there very tired, waiting all night for. They said, you can't leave until you see the dancing horse. And. So around about midnight there, watching a dancing horse.
Yes, I remember that.
Supposedly a great treat.
I think that's where we picked up those dervishes, you know, with the...
That's right.
Oh, that's right, yeah, the dancing dervishes.
I see the sun god rise on the far bank of the Nile.
Good dramatic lighting here, isn't it?
Yeah, he was very good, Claude.
Mm-hmm.
That was all on occasion.
All on occasion, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure we didn't use the music. I've got a feeling we used the music from the Sun et Lumière.
I am the faithful warden at the foot of...
So, this guy's going to find out... It doesn't work to lock yourself in with a chain when Jaws is around.
I always remember this because we made the chains with licorice. Which I think he quite
enjoyed. Did he like licorice?
Yes, he quite enjoyed it.
Johnny wanted to have a couple of retakes, did he? Yeah, he looks sinister to me. Such a nice guy, though. But he started out...
Now, this was in the studio.
That's studio, yeah. Yes. Yeah. But it's amazing how it all matches well.
Very.
Oops. Oh, God. It was the end of him.
This is the tomb of Cheops, pharaoh of the 4th dynasty, 4,500 years ago. Here is the great pyramid which he built to defend himself against death.
So that was a good moment.
Yeah, this is my favorite Bond film, actually.
Yeah. Oh, a little... yeah, people like this. I think they like Bond films going to exotic places.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And humor,
man.
That is the secret. Humor.
Yeah, it's also taking a famous place and using it for...
Well, that's right. To use the backgrounds are very important, isn't it, really? To set the action against natural backgrounds.
Oh, the Mojave Club, yeah.
There's another one of your sets.
One of the sets.
Yeah. And one of the nice scenes here, too.
Yeah.
Where Bond meets her for the first time in the club. Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Where is Fekish?
With the pharaohs.
With the pharaohs?
No, he was dead when I found him. Ow!
Bob again.
Yes. Yeah. He was Bob Simmons.
He was he was a pretty good double for him.
So that was Martin Grace. That was the double there. Double for Bond.
Good night.
So here we are at the club. Now we now have Christopher Wood joining us. And I think one of the classic scenes here that he wrote with when Anya talks about Bond and his background is very well put together. And they've used it on a lot of retrospectives about who Bond is. So tell us about the club here. Okay?
Well, you know, it was a stylized version using... you know, Eastern architecture, Muslim architecture, and I had a lot of fun with it, with all the translucent screens and so on.
Yeah, her dress was the one thing that Ronnie Patterson did. I think this was a specially designed dress for her, because we knew it was going to be on for a long time.
Shaken, not stirred.
Touché.
Commander James Bond.
So this is the scene, Christopher. Very good.
From the Royal Navy.
She's gorgeous, isn't she?
And has done so on numerous occasions. Many lady friends, but married only once. Wife killed...
All right, you've made your point.
You're sensitive, Mr. Bond.
About certain things, yes. Now, if you'll excuse me, tragically, I have a previous engagement.
Happily enough, so do I. Goodbye, Mr.
Was it difficult, Christopher, to write in the vein of Bond's, particularly in a scene like this?
I think when I came along, I was very conscious of having to write for Roger, rather than... Roger is not Sean Connery. I was trying to write something that would obviously make him look as good as possible, or something that he would play well, and I think... it comes over rather.
It did. It succeeded very well. Yeah. Well, Fekash, remember him.
These dervishes we found
in Egypt.
And we, in fact, imported them from Egypt. Mm. Unfortunately, they were a different group, as usual. We asked for a certain group who we'd seen, and suddenly this group turned up, whom we'd never seen, but they seemed to work okay.
He has a good authority in this movie, doesn't he, I think?
Roger. Oh, yeah. I think this was Roger's best.
And some nice light touches, too, which he does well, and which are within his personality, I think.
Forgot your drink, Mr. Bond.
This is this bit of one-upmanship between the two agents.
Yes. Mm. I think this was the first attempt to make a Bond girl on an equal footing with him. I think I'm right in saying that.
His figure, hard to match. Might the contestants at least be permitted to view the article for sale? Now, who will start the bidding?
Mr. Culbertson, the telephone, an urgent call.
Excuse me.
So we've got Jaws coming back in.
Yeah.
And he's doing his bid again. So this is a pretty big set.
Yeah, they filled the whole stage.
Yeah. Got a lot out of it.
Yeah.
This is when George was still menacing and terrifying, wasn't it?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, this,
the world mean, that is almost horror movie stuff, isn't it?
Classic stuff. Yeah. And the whirling dervishes to cut away to. Very, yeah. Very good.
I mean, this is Roger at the height of his physical powers as well, isn't it?
So we went now. This was all done in the studio.
Yeah,
a little Bond gesture there.
Yeah.
We go from this to back to Egypt again.
I love the way that Jaws runs.
But this was a double, wasn't it? This was Martin doubling.
Mm-hmm. Jaws just about fit in the car. Remember, he said.
Yeah.
The Volkswagen was his favorite car, wasn't it?
That was back in Harrow, wasn't it?
No.
Just near the airport, that hotel.
Yeah, he had a little trouble fitting into this car, but he would always say, what was your best favorite car to drive? And he'd say, oh, Volkswagen. A lot of headroom in the Volkswagen.
He was cut off. Permanently.
The microfilm? Where is it?
Search me.
He must have it, or you wouldn't be here.
You don't know who he is. He's on our records, a professional killer.
So
called George.
So you played this for this sort of rivalry.
Because I think it was the first time that we'd had that in a film where. I think you had it a bit with Honor Blackman.
So this was to also start the romance, wasn't it?
But also, I love in this movie is the use of the outside backgrounds, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, you missed some beautiful ones, the Sunny Lumiere. Mm-hmm.
Now, this was,
this was Luxor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like this whole collapsing thing, remember?
Scaffolding,
And it only took, an hour or two to put it all back up together.
Yes, it was very cleverly designed. It was very cleverly designed. Because she had to be in the middle of it, so it was...
Right.
I mean, this is a very beautiful, isn't it? This is where they stalk through the pillars, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
And that's really very aesthetically pleasing, I remember. It was a Frenchman who shot this, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was Claude Renoir.
Claude Renoir. Grandson of...
Auguste.
Yeah, we got a lot of production out of this.
Oh, yes. I mean, because that, to me, is what a Bond movie is all around.
It's a great, great location.
Yeah.
Beautifully handled.
Well directed.
Beautifully designed.
Roger's showing just a little too much white collar, I think, this time.
For a big guy, he disappears pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Doesn't he? Yeah. So this is where you ran out of food, right, for the catering?
Yeah, this is it. When we had to depend upon the producer cooking some spaghetti for the rest of the crew.
Yeah. Well, Cubby was great. He went out and got all the food.
Wonderful.
Put it all together and cooked it up. It's a great picture of him in a cowboy hat. Dishing up the spaghetti.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good shot. This is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really use this place well.
Yeah.
So we had someone doubling him.
That was Martin.
Martin, he did both, didn't he?
Yeah.
Jaws and Bond. Is it with him?
Don't move. Microfilm. Give it to me.
So, pretty simple.
I was always worried that the scaffolding would collapse before the scene.
Here he goes.
Very sexy.
So she ends up with a microfilm.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, there it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that was quite a feat, really, to get the... See, they fell on each other.
Builders.
This is a good sequence, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now we got the car sequence coming up here.
Yeah, that was specially prepared.
What did you make the fenders out of and the wings and all that?
You know, I can't remember whether it was metal. Certainly wasn't lead or anything like that.
Because you had a punch through.
Yeah.
Sorry. You're just too late.
Give me the key. The key!
Yeah, so the all this is breakaway.
Yeah.
Try the big one.
That looks pretty realistic.
Yeah.
Can you play any other tune? Let's try reverse. That's backwards.
Yeah, so it's a good, good bit of action here.
Yeah.
Gets Barbara Bach right in the thick of it.
Right.
you like me to drive? Women drivers.
Quiet. Watch this.
Yep. There's your bit of sexism there.
Shaken, but not stirred.
Aha, a little bit of using Bond's line on him. But it does sell Jaws as a good adversary.
Yes, but there's an interesting bit in the moment, isn't
well,
there?
Yeah, when he drops
this, this to me is when his character totally changes, you know? I don't know if it was intentional on Lewis's part.
Well, that wasn't in the script. That was just part of this stuff. This was one of those trying to end with a little joke.
Oh, by the way, thanks for deserting me back there.
Every woman for herself, remember?
Still.
So it was interesting kind of building the relationship here, a little feisty and...
Oh, yes. I think it works very well.
So another great image is coming up where they end up walking in evening clothes across the desert.
That's why Cubby wanted it to be a really great evening dress. That's why we called in Patterson at that stage.
Yeah. So how many days were they out there filming this stuff?
Not so long, really. I think about 3 days or so. That whole thing was only... Now, this was interesting.
Yeah, this was a...
The way this happened, of course, it happened because one of the kids in the cutting room, when we were just cutting the film, for a joke, he put this piece of music on. Just for a joke. Mm. At Rush's one day. And everybody roared with laughter, and we kept it in the film.
Now these oases down by the river here. So this was an authentic boat.
Yes, yes, this was one of the feluccas. Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, he thinks we're a bit overdressed, but he'll take us to Cairo.
Good.
Don't worry about me, Mr. Bond. I went on a survival course in Siberia.
Yes, I believe a great number of your countrymen do. What did they teach you?
That it's very important to have a positive mental attitude.
Nothing more practical than that.
Food is also very important.
Mm-hmm. What else?
When necessary, shared bodily warmth.
The part I like. Is this really what they do in Siberia?
Yes, but not how they do it. Take advantage of me, are you?
Thought never crossed my mind. Yeah.
years ago. A friend of Ben.
البدن توناي مراحة. Good morning, James.
Is he in?
My, must have been quite a party.
Boring, Moneypenny. As a matter of fact, I dropped off.
Hello, James. We've been expecting you.
Good morning, sir.
There's been a change of plan. You probably recognize my opposite number in the KGB. General Gogol. And I believe you're familiar with Major Mazova.
Enough to know which brand of cigarette she smokes.
Our respective governments have agreed to pool their resources to find out what happened to our submarines.
We have entered a new era of Anglo-Soviet cooperation. And as a sign of Russian good faith, I'm prepared to make available to you the microfilm recovered by Agent Triple X.
With considerable ease, I might add.
Don't bother with it, then. It's useless. I examined it on the boat.
I assure you it is quite genuine.
Except that the vital technical information has been taken out. This was only intended to whet our appetites. Maybe Q can make something out of it.
So here we are going into Q's lab.
Obviously some of these gadgets we dreamt up, others we may have been influenced by some of the technology that was already being experimented with. But it became, it was really teamwork. By this time I had such an expert team of collaborators that it was a lot of fun to deal with gadgetry.
What was good about the gadgetry too, that anybody could come up with an idea, which I always think is a great thing about Bond films.
Yeah, it's almost like democratic baiting
society.
Very
much so. Somebody would come up with any kind of idea for one of these things, and it was really great.
It's also a sequence in every Bond movie, which I think people look forward to, isn't it?
Octavo, and the typeface is an Italian one. Now, note the slight upward stress on the transversals.
Q, what's that mark there?
Huh? Oh, probably a show-through of something the drawing was resting on when it was photographed. Must have been done in a hurry.
Can you enlarge it?
Wait a minute.
Oratory. What is that?
It's another word for chapel.
Looks a bit like a bishop's mitre.
There's your bishop mitre
alive. What's a bishop mitre?
Hamburg shipping line.
Carl Stromberg? But he's one of the richest men in the world.
One of the principal capitalist exploiters of the West, sir.
So it's not oratory, it's laboratory. Stromberg has a marine research laboratory on Corsica, I believe.
It's brilliant laboratory. See? Oratory.
Well done, James. Mm-hmm.
Actually, sir, it is in Sardinia.
So you see.
Sardinia, that brought us.
So that takes us to Sardinia.
Yeah.
I'm certain that two such perceptive talents will enjoy working together in Sardinia, and that it will help to make Anglo-Soviet cooperation a reality.
Walter was great. He
very good.
He was he stayed on playing this role for
That's
a long
right.
time.
Very
sort
good.
Of became went from a henchman to KGB.
Yes. Yeah. I used him quite a bit in the old war films that I did. Yeah. That's how we got him back into this one because I remember.
Who chose Roger's clothes?
I don't remember who did it on this one.
I can't remember.
I got a feeling.
Was it Doug Hayward? No, it was the...
No.
He had them made by Doug Hayward.
Yeah, Doug Hayward,
I think he really had all his own clothes made. Yeah.
So he chose basically what he was...
Well, the costume designers would say what color and what style and that. And he'd have them made. So...
Oh, this was a set of the train, obviously,
yes,
of the compartment.
Right.
Yeah.
But a train always works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not
a
romantic
and
all. It's a little hard these days to go on trains.
Yes. Well, sleep well.
And you.
Good night.
Good night.
I do remember Cubby saying when we first proposed a train, no, we can't have a train because we have one in for Russia with long.
Well, that was a famous one.
He always liked trains because he had them in Live and Let Die. In fact, the whole sequence takes place on the train.
Cubby came from an era, of course, where trains were a big thing, weren't they? From Los Angeles to New York and that sort of thing.
Also, I mean, so many movies have great train sequences.
Oh,
I mean, North by Northwest, for instance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From Russia with Love was, of course, the classic one.
Well, it was the first, wasn't it? You hadn't seen it for a long time.
Yeah, the fight in the train is one of the classics.
But, you know, dating back even much further, the old Hitchcock pictures of The Lady Vanishes and so on.
Oh, it's
good. This is good, isn't it? Because it's good tension. You know something nasty is going to happen as you're...
Well, you're confined, you're...
That was good.
Oh, dear.
No, don't, don't. You look at his hand against Roger's face.
I know, he's really huge, isn't he?
Yes, now he had to pick Roger up. Of course, he didn't really have the strength to do that. And we were putting Roger on pulleys and pulling him up to the ceiling and...
So how's he going to figure this one out?
Why he did that, I don't know if he's in trouble.
Just to show him
how sharp his teeth are.
Well, how you insignificant.
Look at his hand against his
look
face.
At that. He looks like a little kid.
He hasn't got a small face.
Yeah, this is goes back to the old shocking days, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, gets him out the window here.
Yeah. That was always the joke, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That he survived everything.
I like the way he just picks himself up here.
Yeah, always, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's was a running joke all the way through.
I liked him. He's kind of a survivor, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's just like Bond. He fixes his tie, too.
What happened? He just dropped in for a quick bite.
You're hurt.
Christopher Wood? Did you sweat on that one? Or is that one that was imposed
on you? Rogers,
No, that wasn't one of mine.
No, I think that was one of Rogers.
A positive mental attitude.
And share bodily warmth. Nothing about keeping out of drugs.
Oh, I think they're going to make it now.
Yeah, you think they're going to get together?
Yeah, they
no more interruptions?
No, I think they're going to get together now. And who can blame him?
Mm.
You saved my life. Thank you, James. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, if you kiss it, make it better.
Why didn't you lie down? She said, why didn't you lie down? I want to let me look at it. It's subtle stuff, isn't it?
I know.
And I think his music works.
The music again is good.
Yes. Yeah. That's his song from the beginning.
How about this?
That's Palau in Sardinia.
Yes, that's yeah. Lovely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember this? That's right. We got the car here, don't we?
Yeah.
He delivers
the
car.
Yeah.
So this Lotus was quite a state-of-the-art car in its day, wasn't it?
Yes, I remember talking to Colin Chapman, who I knew from racing, about the car. And of course, by this time, car manufacturers were only too delighted to let us have...
But it was a problem, though, Ken, wasn't it? Because it used to break down, because it wasn't used to sort of standing around idling for quite a long time.
Right, right.
It was a slight problem with this car, but it looks lovely.
Yeah, it looks lovely. And I chose it because I thought it was so right for what was to follow. And
Sure is, yes, it does look like a boat.
So I designed it as a submarine, and then, of course, Derek Meddings made it all work and possible.
Very cleverly done.
Now, pay attention, 007. I want you to take great care of this equipment. There are one or two rather special accessories.
Q, have I ever let you down?
Frequently.
And it was really the first great sort of sports car that Lotus had put on the market.
Mm. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And that was taken from the Cala di Volpi, that hotel on the Costa Smeralda. And you know, what I liked about it, that was sculptural.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Now, I remember this lady, Louis.
Yes. Leon.
Name is Sterling.
Ah, yes. Mr. and Mrs. Sterling. Book from Cairo.
That's right.
We have suite A5 for you, a sitting room, and two bedrooms.
Money, Penny, being a little over-efficient. Do you have any messages?
So this was a great location.
Yeah.
Remember, there wasn't a straight angle in the place.
No,
all
no,
curved.
No. All curves and...
Excellent. We have been granted more.
But everywhere
I had shown it to Cabby, actually, at an Easter trip beforehand.
I love this boat. It was a beauty, wasn't it?
It was a beauty.
And look at this hotel. It's great.
Yeah.
Caroline Munro.
Yeah.
She was...
Statuesque.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going out to visit Stromberg's place.
Yeah.
Yes?
I'm Naomi. Mr. Stromberg sent me to collect you.
How do you do? This is my wife, who so happens to be my assistant.
You are on holiday here?
Well, there's an ocean. A marine biologist is never on holiday.
This is a great location, isn't it?
Mm. Mm.
Mr. Stromberg's a very big...
I wonder, is this still a popular resort?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's very popular.
It was owned by the... Aga Khan's son. No, it was the Aga Khan, wasn't it?
Yeah, the coast. I don't think that particular hotel was...
Esmeralda, wasn't it?
But I think they were just building it. They just finished it when we were there.
Well, two or three years before, I think.
Yeah, because it was just...
Beautiful, huh?
And this is one of the famous... mad shots of Alan Maley. You know.
Yeah.
Because I built...
I
built a part of one leg, actual.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yes, you did.
Yeah. This is probably it.
That's it. Because the thing had to enter it, that's
right.
Yeah,
right.
Then I think we built something in the studio. This is on location.
That's location.
That was built on location.
That was location. But
no, this is the studio.
That studio, right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good because it matches very well with the exterior.
Right.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, we built the 007 stage for this picture.
Yes. Yeah, but not for this set, but for
the main ship.
Yeah, for the super tanker.
Yes, which will come to
the Leaper with him.
Thank you. Now, don't be a bother to Naomi, darling. I'll be back soon.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Strongberg prefers not to shake hands. It's the third button.
Thank you.
That never really came over in the film, did it?
Did we put a web?
Yes, we did, but yeah.
We talked about it a lot, it never really worked.
Yeah. We did do it in one scene, but it never looked right.
I always liked this set, Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this was great.
Very difficult, too. For the craftsman, because it was curve upon curve.
And this was all shot in Okinawa. The fish backgrounds were all shot in Okinawa. There were some wonderful.
Yeah.
I never knew that. It was shot in Okinawa.
Yeah. We went there.
They had this huge saltwater tank, didn't they? With all these exotic fish.
Yeah.
You
seem to be well equipped to repair that oversight, Mr. Stromberg. My name is Sterling, Robert Sterling.
Oh, he didn't say Sterling.
Very kind of you to receive me. Not at all, it's always a pleasure to welcome someone with a mutual interest.
As you pointed out before, Lewis, it's always amazing the villain never knows that James Bond exists or what he looks like.
Oh, but he's always talks. He's always saying, my name's Bond, right. James Bond. There were some wonderful fish there, weren't there?
Right.
Extraordinary.
We sent a second unit. Who was it?
Bob Hugh, or somebody the camera crew went.
The camera crew to shoot all the background plates.
All the backgrounds, yeah.
See, you know your subject, Mr. Sterling. One tries.
Kurt Jurgens was quite a character, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Very handsome man, you know.
Yeah.
I wish to conduct my life on my own terms and in surroundings.
I wonder why, actually his own clothes weren't too far from this, were they?
Well, he spoke about five languages, you know, Kurt, and which meant he could appear in Italian films, French films.
Yeah, I spoke perfect and, French and yeah, German.
And go on the stage. Yeah. Oh, that's extraordinary, isn't it?
There is ugliness and there is death. I think you will find this interesting, Mr. Sterling. An underwater city.
Oh, yeah, that's the model I did of the structure.
Use it in the set. Waste not, want one.
It was a little small for then.
In a reality. I'm afraid you must excuse me. I have business to attend to.
Half the dressing down there is for my own home.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
All the period. No.
Stuff you got from other pictures, Ken.
No.
Wondering where all that stuff is.
From Italy, actually.
Come around and have a look and see some of our props there, no doubt.
How interesting.
Oh, there you are.
Darling. You should look at this model. It's beautiful. This is the Liparis, the latest addition to the Stromberg fleet, launched 9 months ago. At over 1 million tons, it's the largest tanker in the world. After the Karl Marx.
So the,
Really, darling? It's amazing, the items of information you
The model with. Tanker was,
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it had to be so big. It was 50 or 60 feet, because otherwise it would never look real in relative to the waves, you see.
Well, we had a problem with the real tanker, didn't we? We couldn't use the real tanker.
No. Yeah, you can never match them. You build a model.
Cubby had a friend who was willing to give us a real tanker.
Well, yes, but it's very difficult because the insurance was so enormous.
And we could have never had any fire effects on
it. I think it was about £50,000 a day.
Yeah.
Because it's an empty tanker apparently is more dangerous than a full tanker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the gas is hanging around.
They just would not go for any. I want another look at incendiary effect.
This is a scene that I like very much coming up.
With the
What's good in this film is the action sequences all
That is a particularly good action sequence.
Yeah,
isn't
and they come
it?
At yeah. the time after, yeah, yeah. you know, in between chat. Yeah. And
also, this one builds nicely. It starts yeah. with this yeah. motorcycle chase.
Right.
Goes through a. Culminating with that huge explosion. Remember that lorry?
Yeah.
That
yeah. Well, it's very difficult these days to do a motor car because any kind of car chase because it's been done so often, isn't it?
Right.
But, it also has my favorite payoff line.
James, that motorcycle
has been following us for the last mile.
Good bit of music.
Mm-hmm. So this is
yeah, this was a good one.
Yeah.
Now this Chris did invent, right?
Yeah.
This
yeah.
was in the script.
Yeah. yeah.
Gosh.
That was a good
very good.
Yeah, that articulated lorry.
Yeah.
All the feathers.
Right.
And then that guy goes off the cliff.
Yeah. Which was shot somewhere quite differently, Lewis, if you remember.
Yeah.
Beachy
yeah,
fine,
yeah. No, no, in Sardinia, but...
Was it?
Yeah.
All those yeah. feathers and yeah. he still couldn't fly. Yeah. Yeah,
very, it's pure genius. Pure genius.
Did he say that, Mr.? Yeah.
Because you guys always talk over the dialogue.
Oh.
Like the audience.
I sit behind you all the time.
Oh. Now there's a great shot at any second now.
Oh,
there used to be a stuntman, that shot.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is what they love. Can't do this anymore, really, can you? It's difficult. It's... Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I love this one.
Yeah.
Again, this show's indestructible.
Yeah.
yeah.
Jaws there.
Mamma mia, che è successo? Oddio, tutta
distrutta. Yeah, what's he saying?
Mamma mia, che è successo? Mamma mia, what happened?
Now, Carol Monroe's chance.
That was very good. The chopper comes up, I think.
That's what I meant, yeah, when the chopper comes up. Yeah.
You ever got the feeling somebody doesn't like you?
So this worked pretty well. Good old bullet hits and all that. The
this is good.
Helicopter stuff was really good.
Very good. Very good. No.
The deadly rapport between Bond and the woman is rather good as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good driving, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Helicopter stuff was good.
Yeah, very good.
Working with the car, it's
yeah. you know,
good stuff. Dangerous stuff, though. So we know this was a good shot, too, and I just...
Now, this was at what was the place called? Petrizia.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was all done there.
Yeah.
Can you swim?
So now we're in the Bahamas here.
Yeah. Back in the Bahamas.
Well, that bit was in the studio, of course. Yeah. Been,
We had a full-sized... car out in the Bahamas.
I like the way this changes.
Yeah.
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 We had Lamar Boren was photographing this.
That's right. right. Mm.
We had a car that can. We had Perry Submarine convert this into a.
Right.
A submarine for us.
An actual working submarine.
Yeah.
But I remember being in the Bahamas with Derek when we shot the model stuff, you know. and all his crew were working with aqualungs, and we didn't have communications underwater.
No.
So it was very funny to see them all using hand signals. Riggers swimming underwater with tubular piping.
Mm-hmm. But this thing was really would really run. It was,
it was full size, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
We used a real body they fixed that stuff up. We have had a lot of different Lotuses. We had ones that were ones for folding up the wheels and ones for flying, doing certain underwater. We had one working sub. Then they had these models. Those are model rocks and a model.
Yeah.
We had problems with the fish and trying to keep... Did everything
get the fish away to get it into scale.
Everything, all this stuff.
Yeah.
We finally broke up some sea urchins and led them away like a pipe piper, the divers. And,
this is a lovely, lovely shot, actually. And it was a very effective set, but there was practically nothing I did to it, you know. I just kept a... built that platform, and that's supposed to be the ops room inside Atlantis.
Mm-hmm. And then you had the attack now from these guys.
Yeah.
And these were... those were actually... those things were single things, and we put them together with...
Made
doubles out of them.
Yeah.
And then mounted spear guns on to make them... But they went reasonably fast, and those things actually fired those rocket probes.
And that's one of the Perry submarines.
That's the Perry submarine they had.
Yeah.
And that was a... We had a good crew. Really good crew. And this...
How many Bond movies have had underwater sequences in them?
Oh, a lot.
A lot. Yeah. I mean, it started with Thunderball.
Yeah, we've had... half a dozen, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, you had the shark scenes, too.
This is better. I like it when you have something other than just men in, you know...
Right. Otherwise, it becomes also dull. It's too slow, you see.
Also, a lot of it was speeded up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of work, because this sequence was a lot of work.
A long time, yeah.
And, we had problems with weather problems because there's so much so many storms would come in and they'd kick up the water and you couldn't film, so even though it was sunny and bright this was a good
this is the beach in Sardinia at the back of our hotel. Do you remember we couldn't shoot on one side, it was too windy,
we had to go the other side.
And remember your friend here?
Yeah, your first assistant.
The first assistant that had the wine?
That's right.
Yeah, he appeared in Moonraker,
right,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He and Chunky Hughes. You used a lot of people from the cast.
I worked with Chunky Hughes a lot. He was a good guy.
The fish was great, Danny, wasn't it?
It certainly wasn't my idea.
Yeah.
That was my idea.
Good.
And now we are in...
In
a hotel, the converted piano bar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you didn't use a room.
No.
This was a bigger...
Yeah.
I have a message for you.
I think you just delivered it.
That's good, right?
So this was sort of the dramatic tension that goes back to the whole opening sequence when that guy was killed, the Russian boyfriend.
Right. Was it the boyfriend? Or, it wasn't her brother, no.
No, it was her boyfriend.
Oh, oh right, yes, she's right. In bed with at the beginning. Right.
The Russians weren't painted that badly in those days.
Yeah. 9 months since she was fitted out, there is no record of her having put into port anywhere.
That's very odd.
Roger
true.
Was fun to work with, wasn't he?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He was fun when the work stopped as well, wasn't
I think he was the most fun of any actor that I've worked with, really, because he always raised the level on a unit, you know. He was always so amusing.
But I remember, Lewis, you saying how difficult it was for both of them to play this scene.
It was.
Yeah.
Because it went on, because it was what we called our cover set, so every time it rained or something, we'd come in and shoot part of the scene, and they had to pick it up, and it's quite a long scene, and they were probably over 4 or 5 days it was shot,
right.
You know, bit by bit, which is very difficult for actors to pick it up, but it was the only way we could shoot it. And I think Roger's very good in this scene, and I always think Roger is kind of underrated.
Oh,
who is he?
Yeah, he's gave him a chance to do a little something dramatic.
Yeah.
And as I say, it was under very difficult circumstances. Right. We kept on breaking off and coming back the next day and doing the next part
right.
of it.
I remember that.
It was quite difficult.
When someone's behind you,
it's a little bit about Bond's philosophy, you know, about the way he looks at things. And Roger was, as you said, Christopher, right at the height of his powers here.
He was very handsome, too.
The answer to the question is yes. I did kill him.
Then, when this mission is over, I will kill you.
That was a good set, Ken. That was part of the hotel that you redesigned, wasn't it?
Right. This is funny, you know, because we couldn't get the cooperation of neither the United States nor Britain to let us have a submarine. So I used one of the submarines that we had used in
the big tank.
Super tank. I put it on oil drums and made it float out to sea.
That's
right. Welcome aboard. This is all set, obviously.
Yes. Mm. And the actor is Shane Rimmer, who was the standard American for British films, because he was a real American, and he always popped up in different British films.
I'm sorry, I hadn't expected you to be a woman.
Aboard this vessel, Commander, I am Major Masova of the Russian Army.
Yeah, sure.
It's good of you to help us out, Commander.
Got a couple of cabins at your disposal.
Thank you.
Major, you're most welcome to use this.
He's still around, yes, he's still working.
Show me any special favors, Commander.
All the same, I think it might be better if I did.
That's marvelous. He obviously, I thought he was very good always.
He was good, yes.
Tom Subatlantic,
this is a funny actor, too.
Luke. Yes.
What's the matter, sailor? You never see a major taking a shower before?
A lady, a lady on the submarine. Yeah.
And that's Leaperus.
Yes.
That's the big model.
I think that is a great model because we couldn't get a real...
it was about 45, 50 feet long.
50 feet, right.
And was built there, built in the studio and shipped out in pieces and built down the Bahamas.
Very well done.
Right.
It ran on a big Chevy engine, car engine.
Right.
Target bearing.
I think the control room of the submarine is very convincing,
But of course, the longer shots of the tanker are easier because it's underwater that the submarine gets to be look smaller, the model. It's very difficult because there's nothing to put it against.
Yeah.
This is a great shot at the model shot, I think.
Yeah.
Captain, sir, our best solution for the target is 120, speed 3 knots.
Officer of the deck, come right north. Come maneuvering to make turns for 11 knots.
Bullet has my name on it. First or the last?
So that's.
I've never failed on a mission, Commander.
Tension between our lovebirds.
In that case,
Major, one of us is bound to end up gravely disappointed. There's neither of us.
So. Remember, we had some questions about to get the cooperation of the Navy, whether if a commander would force his sub to the surface or not. That was a big discussion. Yes. Mm-hmm. They finally agreed, yes, he would, if it was if all the things went out.
Yeah.
All the systems went out.
Well, this was an amazing...
Amazing model.
The model of the tanker, I think, is good.
Yeah, it was superb.
You see the size of it. Makes
but it does. Any model at sea has to be really large to be convincing.
Absolutely, because otherwise the waves tell it. The waves will tell you that it's much smaller.
Yeah. Whereas,
this is very
like models are used on Strangelove of the B-52, we found out the smaller the wear, the more effective they were, because you didn't see every detail. The eye doesn't see anything. But at sea, they must be big.
You know, it's Derek Mennings that given all these things.
Well, this is the set.
This is
the first time we see the set.
Yeah. And see, what I decided to do after having spent a great deal of money and 700 tons of structural steel on You Only Live Twice, and we had to strike this set, that this time I was going to do the set in conjunction with a stage. And Cubby was all in favor. And I think UA had...
You need to see this on a big screen. Can we cut it and go to the Odeon?
Yeah, three submarines, the big tank.
Yeah, the submarines were slightly reduced in scale, but they're about, I think, four-fifths full size.
Yeah, they look pretty good.
Yeah. And I remember the Prime Minister of the time, Wilson,
Howard
coming.
Wilson.
Yeah, Howard Wilson
the
coming, to, the, coming
said,
to the opening, right.
So this was the biggest silent stage in Europe, wasn't it?
Right, right.
And it's still being used to this day. It burned down once. It was rebuilt.
Yeah.
And we're still using it. It's called the Cubby Broccoli 007 stage, the Pinewood.
I'm glad you got that on it.
And what I tried to do is incorporate some of the set steel structure into the stage, so which I found was the most economical way of dealing with the design.
There's another classic British actor just come into shot, hasn't there? What was his name, that chap standing by the sub, one of your favourite actors?
Do you remember that?
Well, it's him again, the mate, I guess.
Now hear this, your captain speaking. Open all hatches and proceed quietly out of the casing.
So this was the days when the villains had snappy uniforms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, two ranks. Move it out.
Stay close to me. We'll try and hide you. Our time is limited.
See the guy on the left. Who is that?
Sydney. Tumbler.
That's him.
Yes, sir.
She looks good again.
Yes.
That.
She always looks good. She really looks staggering. Embark your submarine. Was that baseball cap ever marketed as a merchandising tool? Those things exist in those days. I mean, she looks...
Put the Americans in with the others, Captain.
Yeah, it was, you got a lot out of this set.
Yeah.
You got,
I remember this. Yeah.
You remember that thing traveling?
Don't look up. You're on candid camera.
Complete nuclear missile loading.
Yeah, there's a lot to this set. All these moving things.
Amazing.
And the rail thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the these all state of the art for the day.
Bring that man.
Bring those two prisoners here.
Oh, yeah. It's complete with elevator. Well, you got in walkways, elevator.
Yeah.
You really did a job on this one.
Twin elevators, yeah. And you wouldn't believe the problem I have in Berlin to design an elevator. Now, all these moving craft were linear induction craft.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You saw that experiment in cubes.
Right.
Yeah. They were based on the same
James
principle.
Bond and Major Amasova, you have certainly been persistent. Very well. Now your curiosity can be satisfied.
Both crews aboard, sir.
You know, in all the films you've designed a lot of these. How many have you done?
Of the
these layers.
Lab.
Yeah.
Oh, probably. Eight or ten, something like that.
They're all great. The volcano, God, that one. Moonraker up in it. I mean, they're all just great sets.
I also love the idea of how could anybody ever build this without ever knowing about it.
Mm. Well, I think in Bond's world, it's nothing is...
impossible, no.
As long as it's physically possible, doesn't violate any technological or scientific laws, but it's a matter of, this is a world where people have unlimited resources, so they can spend them.
Yeah.
Of course they can, but on the other hand, you said to your wife, I'm just going off to the middle of the jungle now, darling, to build a huge villain's lair. I'll be back in 6 months. You know, you'd think somebody would notice.
What about all the staff there? What about all this army they've got?
Yeah.
And nobody writes to them and say, sorry to tell you, your husband's being killed.
Accelerating the process.
That does not justify mass murder.
For that, Major, I will accept the judgment of posterity.
Submarine's ready for departure, sir.
Open bow doors, Captain.
Now look at that. Look at the size of that.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shot in the lagoon there.
Mm.
Stromberg 2, you are also cleared to proceed to sea. Follow astern.
Observe, Mr. Bond. The instruments of Armageddon.
With gravitas for you.
Yeah, you had the big doors in the back of the set, and I just went right out.
Mm.
We went here to the.
That's right. Mm.
To the
model. Yeah.
Model.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of intriguing. Yeah, that's a good shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Believe that.
Put this man with the rest of the prisoners. Oh, no. The lady will be traveling to Atlantis with me. Farewell, Mr. Bond. That word has, I must admit, a welcome ring of permanency about it.
Au revoir, Anya.
Bring her.
Now, there's one of those linear induction craft.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See that? I forgot.
Yeah.
That, that was a big one, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So she's being taken off.
Yeah.
And Bond's left there to rot with the rest of them.
Hmm.
Thank you.
This is a good one, Ken.
Yeah.
This wasn't a linear one, though, was it?
Yeah, that's a linear one. Yeah. No, they just on the Magneto principle, you know? And they are so simple. They were so simple. I can't believe why they haven't...
carried it on.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that was a break.
Yeah, a break. Yeah. A big set. Yeah. Was this a revamp or something?
No, it was a set.
Mm. I like the cook who ran out.
Yeah. A lot of firefights here. Yeah. Remember these? Oh, that's right, the bulletproof shield.
Yeah. And that thing over the stairs.
Of course, the size of the set makes it really quite difficult to start on a cold November morning and look at this set. It is quite difficult. The number of actors doesn't matter particularly. It's the space that you've got to manoeuvre them in that can kind of make the picture very long unless you cut the space down a bit.
Got a lot of the stuntmen here, the English stuntmen.
Yeah, they're all...
Lots of old favourites.
Yeah, you can see them. That's a pretty big set, didn't
it? Yeah.
I mean, it was probably the size of a football field, I think.
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that stage is what?
110 feet wide and 300 and some feet long.
360 feet long.
With a big tank in the middle.
Yeah. A mini boat.
How many days was it we're in here?
How many
days do you think you spent in that set?
What, on the whole of the set, you mean?
Yeah.
Right from beginning to end? Oh, quite a long time, wasn't it, Ken?
Yeah.
It must have been at least a month, maybe, something like that.
And there was second unit stuff.
Yeah, then second unit was left behind to pick up things.
Of course, they're finicking the way they were with grenades, aren't they? I've forgotten that.
And again, the set caught fire, the operations room.
Yeah.
We've taken both sides of the lower dock area.
So,
I'm afraid your captain's dead.
He didn't show a lot of emotion when he heard his captain was dead, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Oh, quite pleased.
Give it to me, sir.
He never liked that captain.
I suppose it was a promotion, anyway. Marshal
Purvis, follow me!
Didn't make a dent in that, did they?
That armored plating must be.
How many stunt people do you think we had on this?
Oh, I should think about 30 to 40. A lot of them were just people, extras who just ran around and didn't do any stunting. But the number of stuntmen who could fall and do all these things, there were about 30, I should think.
Oh, that was that nuclear missile.
Yes, take the... This was a good one.
You got a date? That's a telescope line. Good.
Now you're beautiful. I'm sorry if you...
Yeah, we just saw a little bit of his old web hands there.
Yes. But we never made anything of it because you couldn't linger on them too much. No. It looked terrible.
What is it? I have to report, sir, a breakout by some of the prisoners.
That is unfortunate, Captain.
However, sir, we now have the situation under control. The operations room is quite impregnable.
When he says that, then you know that any minute it's going to be...
mishap.
So they're taking out the warhead and conventional charge out of it?
Yeah, the thing that...
This
was good, I think, this one.
Yeah.
If he makes, does it wrong, an atomic explosion in there.
That's right.
It has to be a first time for everything.
So is this based on any research? What do you
think? No.
Just the sort of...
Yeah.
What's the problem?
What could an atomic bomb be like when you get inside?
Yeah.
This ring houses the impulse conductor.
That's the advantage of waking on a bomb, though, isn't it? Because not a lot of people know what is inside of it.
I just redesigned the atom bomb.
Well, I mean, I think we'll have letters from Los Alamos about this.
Well, the first time I designed one of those was on Strangelove, which was 62, and then really nobody had any idea what they looked like. You know, I didn't know how big are they.
He said that if it touches the... He didn't miss that. He said, if it touches the side, it will blow up.
Yeah.
Which is good, because it's like those things you have at the fairground, isn't it? You have to pass something along a metal line. Just people can identify with
it. It's all from the World War II, unexploded bombs,
that's
right?
That's right. But there's a good one, the way he...
They usually have...
I hope he doesn't drop it.
That tongue depressor, though. Isn't that why they usually stick in the little tongue depressor goes inside the...
Yeah.
Number six, sir. Thank you. Did you fix that 20-second fuse?
Yes, sir. Here it is.
Plastic explosive. That's the explosive.
You know, this is inside the set.
Yeah.
The, right up against the walls of the stage, isn't it?
Proceeding according to plan?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Yeah, he's going to go on that...
on the ball.
On that copper sphere, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got grates and everything on the floor.
Now somebody really climbed onto that.
Yes. Yeah. That was a stuntman.
Yeah. You see, though, all these things actually work.
Yes,
you
that know? Was good. That
it's good that way.
Yeah. Amazing. I'll be never joke about he really had balls or something like that. Well, I suppose.
You're not too late to rewrite now.
No, I think I'll give that on this one.
There were some very good.
We just have Roger come in and overdub it, or Shane Rimmer or someone, just to throw off some off-screen lines.
Oh, that's
one half. Oh, Lenny Rabin.
That's why.
That's Lenny Rabin, who still is around today.
Yes, did you still see him?
Oh, yeah.
He's a nice guy. I remember.
He's a good Cockney here.
Yeah.
He was in Goldfinger.
Yeah.
He's,
Now, look, Lewis, I don't understand. I'm sorry, I'm not with you.
Change the circuit.
But it's a long time ago. The device they planted to blow in it—that was a nuclear device.
That's right. But it was the thing which detonated the bomb.
Oh,
they
I see.
They only used the detonator.
They used the conventional.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. They only used the detonator.
Yeah,
that's right.
But it was a big charge.
Yeah.
Much more than a hand grenade.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously. And it would blow a hole. Definitely blow a hole in it. Yeah.
And this is where the, my beautiful globe caught fire, I think.
Ooh.
Was a fiberglass.
Our submarine's already on station. In 4 minutes, the missile
will be... 4 minutes.
Swine.
Yeah.
4 minutes to go on.
Gosh, like that.
So this was your big sphere, huh?
Well, sure.
Yeah.
James, we've only got 3 minutes.
If we can work out the position of those submarines, maybe we can reprogram them.
To do what?
To destroy each other.
Oh, yeah, this cubby loved this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so absurd the way they looked it up in a book.
So they're trying to reprogram the missiles at this stage, aren't they? So just, when in doubt, read the manual. I think that's what all of us have found out in computer hell.
This guy's come to this, have we?
Yeah.
From the last thing.
Yeah, so that's it. Just follow... have a whole sequence here.
James, the globe.
Take the position of the first submarine. Stunt the second.
Well, it was a great way of showing it on a globe of the world, wasn't it?
Mm. That's why they actually launched the missiles.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So the
teletype. Boy, you don't have teletypes anymore, do you?
No.
God, that's...
But when you think of the advances in the last 20 years, it was amazing, isn't it?
No.
Control, this is the captain.
You know, with the email and all the rest of it. New coordinates are
03-4285-219.
You're back in your this is your Russian submarine.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Made by the same company.
Well, actually, it's.
Oh, this is the one that's funny. I think this is. It's a boom. There they go.
That's cool. A real one.
Yeah, that's a real one. Yeah. And that's one going the other way.
To be fair about it, those are special effects ones, and not real ones.
They were real ones.
No, special effects.
Are you sure?
Yes, I was down the Bahamas.
Oh,
no,
very good.
Very good.
I thought they'd been taken off. Look at
that. I thought they were stock shots.
Watch
no,
it.
No. Then,
oh, they missed each other.
No, it's Derek Mennings. No, that's a real shot.
Yeah,
that's a real one.
Those are
from...
Oh, my goodness. I thought they'd already gone. I thought they bashed into each other. That shows you how long ago it was.
Oops. Oh, off.
How unfortunate.
God, these are all real stuff, though, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
God. Oh, yeah, now this is back at the ranch, isn't it?
Yeah, the submarines, the tankers under.
Mm. Yeah, there's some wonderful shots around here of the tanker leaving. I thought that was some special effect shots.
Mm.
Marvellous.
Yeah, sinking and going underwater, that was all.
Yeah.
Mm.
And going out of the escaping in the submarine.
This whole thing about blowing up and all that is, I guess, has influenced not only the Bond scenes, but a lot of other films as well.
Mm.
Did you have a model of this too?
Yes.
Yeah. So some of this is a model.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
Of
yeah.
Of
yeah.
It is a model.
Yeah. Yeah.
Torpedo room control.
Torpedo room.
Low tube one with Mark 46 torpedo.
The whole idea of a...
They blew a hot
torpedo. Yeah, blew a torpedo for the front. This
was shot in Portsmouth.
Yep, you had a camera inside the torpedo.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gyro angle.
Selection
Make zero jar angle.
Auto door on 2-1 open.
Match bearings. And shoot.
So, shoot. Did you check this all out?
Me, of course, absolutely.
To make sure that this was all authentic.
No, in fact, I did it to pep things up a bit.
They blew there.
That blows the front off.
That blows the front off.
I tossed in some nautical.
This is great.
Yeah. Nautical jingo, lingo. Mm-hmm.
I love this. I love the shot where it goes out through.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
It's very, very good. Yeah.
The captain shouts, "Scunge the lungeons," or something like that. And the shooting script I suddenly looked at, and it had "Scunge the lungeons." It was still in there. Luckily, it was corrected, I think, at the last minute.
This was very good, though, by Martin Young. Mm. This was mostly model, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was down in the Bahamas. Yeah. And stuff. All this stuff.
This interior stuff is very well done, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Derek was superb on model stuff and optical effects, you see. Remember that until very late, I mean, this one and Moonraker, we never used computerized...
No, or morphing or anything like that.
No, front projection was about as much.
Yeah,
as
and, you know, one got pretty effective scenes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and this kind of stuff you still have to do with models. You couldn't do that even with CGI stuff. It doesn't mean anything, does it?
This was down below, wasn't it? That's a good shot, isn't it?
Yeah.
A tanker underwater.
Mm-hmm. Very good sinking, too.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
That looked good underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just trouble with a submarine underwater.
Yeah, you've got nothing to do it against.
Well, in fact, you would never see the whole submarine.
No, it's not
because the sea is not clear enough, you know.
That's right. And of course, there's nothing to clear it against either, to measure it.
All right. Well, hopefully my design for the submarine may have influenced some of the interiors of...
She was out of it for a long time, wasn't she?
She was.
Yeah.
Battle station's 5 minutes.
He should have been toying with her, perhaps, a little bit, you know?
Yes. He has Anya on there. I know, James, I'm sorry. I have to get her off.
How?
The equipment kills
them. Oh, yeah, this was always good, wasn't it?
Nice stateroom. When we went on, the captain had a little tiny room.
Yeah, do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
I know. I think they're going to be...
But I used sort of real stainless steel and teak ply and...
Yeah, I think the captain was the only one that actually slept alone, but they were always like little bunks.
Come in.
And to think that they stay sometimes for 3 months this without
good.
Surfacing.
Well, no, this was clever.
Yeah.
How much of this did Roger do? He drove the scooter himself.
Yeah, he didn't in the long shot, so it wasn't necessary for him to do it. I mean, but he did. He could do it. I mean, it wasn't very dangerous.
Well, we did have a limit on what he could do because
that's
of the insurance.
Insurance, of course.
That's not good news.
So your elevator is...
But it's rather a good gag here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought this was quite funny.
Yeah, here he's going to use the same gag again on Bond. But it doesn't work. Our shark.
You did want me to drop in.
Can you see the length of that table?
Oh, yeah. With a big rocket gun on it.
Yeah.
Well,
we built that at Pinewood. That table was about 40 feet long.
40 feet, huh?
Yeah.
Sit down, Mr. Bunn.
Yes, now this was the famous scene where...
Your time's running out, Stromberg.
Where it had to be timed between Roger and the special effects man.
Yep. Yeah.
And it was rehearsed and rehearsed, but unfortunately...
It went wrong.
It went wrong because neither did he jump, but he was much too near the explosion. He was much too near the explosion, and he got two holes, which he tells me he has to this day. And
now, Ken, this is your set.
That's my favorite set. It was a passageway on Atlantis with a floating gangway lit from underneath. And it was... you look at it, at Daniel Liebeskind, the museum in Berlin, it's a little bit like this about 25 years later, you know. And I love the elevator which turns around, you know.
Well, this is a good set
tank.
Here.
Yeah.
The shark tank.
Yeah.
And Cubby always loved this. He loved the idea because I remember sitting around one day and I said to him, well, what happens if, Jaws bites the shark? He says, I love it. Shark bite, you know, man bites shark.
But it was beautifully built by Pinewood too.
Yeah.
I mean, and with all those.
And the and remember the old thing hoisted by his own baton.
Yeah.
This was literally doing it again.
This took quite a bit of working out how to do it though. That was a stunt double.
How did
that
grab you?
There we go. That's the one. So poor old Richard Keel goes in for the shark, but
I think he'll come through it all.
But, you know, they were very ambitious sets, weren't they?
Oh, very ambitious. Yeah. Beautiful sets.
And I remember... Oh, here's when he bites a shark.
Real shark in the Bahamas. We're in a swimming pool, saltwater swimming pool. Shark catch.
We're 5 minutes overdue, Captain.
So they're going to destroy Stromberg here. Now that's in Wales,
yes,
is it?
Yeah, I like it as a piece of sculpture, you know.
So there's the old Atlantis model getting it.
That's it.
I think there's not one single model that survived the film, did it?
No. No, unfortunately.
Sure. This set I remember.
Yeah.
Very well, because it loosened the boards, and I fell about 20 feet.
You fell 20 feet, but Barbara was really panic-stricken. Do you remember when the water came down?
Yeah, exactly. She was swept away.
Yeah, she was swept away.
What's that?
And I think you see actually in the film.
You see her being swept away, yeah.
Yeah, the way she was terrified.
Look at her face. Watch her face.
Yeah.
No, she's in trouble. She's in trouble.
Terrified. Yeah. Terrified.
She wasn't acting.
Yeah.
Whoop.
Well, a nice plush escape chamber.
Yeah.
Completely champagne. Stromberg knew how to live, didn't he?
Yeah.
An animal escape hatch. So, how was the experience for you, Lewis? Was it a good time on the, working on the films?
Well, I'd made up to this time about 30 films, and to me, it was the highlight of my career, because to go to the studio in the morning and work with the crew and Cubby and you, Michael, and everybody, it was a really wonderful experience and full of fun. And I think that it shows in the film.
Yeah, and you, well, of course, you were an old hand here.
Okay? Yeah.
You know, how many, you'd done almost, what, 7 or 8 up to this point?
Yeah, that was my 6th. But I loved The Spy Who Loved Me. Also because, you know, I started experimenting with different shapes and... you know, there was a lot of scope for me design-wise. And it was, you know, like most of the Bonds, it was so much fun working on that. And,
Noel Todd says that work is more fun than fun. And I think working on a Bond movie is much more fun.
Yeah, you had a good time, as I remember. It was the first time for you.
Yeah.
And you went on to another one, and
working on a Bond movie is a little bit like being James Bond yourself. I mean, you're traveling around the world first class, you're going to exciting places, there's wine, women and song, and I don't remember much song, but you would be barely, I think, a man with a heart of stone if at the end of the movie, when Shirley Bassey starts building up the number, or whoever it is, and the names go up on the screen, and you think, what a team effort. It brings tears prick my eyes.
I think they were always extremely professionally and well-made films. And as a result, I think a lot of major American productions came to be made in England.
Well, we also have to say that it's amazing how many times Bond films have been copied in various shapes and
sizes. Of course,
And I think that the contribution of Bond films to the history of films is absolutely unique.
Mm.
Well, for me, it was a great experience. It's really the first time I've been completely involved in the film, and at that time I was working mostly in the Bahamas on the underwater unit, but it was just great to get to know everyone. I think you make lifelong friends, certainly all of us have been, and it's a great experience. Anyway, thanks, fellas.